do that, but you got to kind of think that maybe not all of the bridges will be up if we have an earthquake type event. It might take most of the bridges out.
Well, I guess we'll just all have to show up on this side of the river.
Well, that sounds too good, but that's too easy. I do think, though, it's a good idea to maybe check and see what kind of shelters are available on either side of the river. I heard recently that you should not go to the hospital because they have their own system set up and they're going to be overcrowded. So there are places that do have emergency shelters. So if you can't get across the bridge and go home, there is some place to stay. So we might check that out on both sides of the river.
When I was in part of the Red Cross years ago, the Mormon Church on the other side of the river off of Williams, they did open their facilities up to things like this. So you might want to check with them, too, on their side of the river.
Copy that. Well, I think I might, too, check with the emergency management for Josephine County and kind of see what they have, and then maybe I can talk about that a little bit more next week. I'm sure there are other resources available. Maybe if you know somebody in the Red Cross or something, maybe you can check with them for us.
Unfortunately, they've all passed.
Copy that. Well, I think, ladies, I think we all need to do a little bit of research about what to do in that kind of a situation. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
Might want to start asking if there's anybody who'd be interested in, you know, doing stuff like that, like we did with Red Cross, kind of getting an organization together and pursuing that.
That's a really good idea. I guess we can check with other agencies and different type things and do a little research, and that's a good idea. Something that maybe even you might consider.
I used to be young enough to be able to, you know, handle that quite a bit. I don't mind helping, but organizing it again as it needs to be a younger person, but I'd be happy to help.
Copy that. Well, hopefully somebody listening, either one of the ladies or something listening, might have some ideas and can maybe share that with one of us, either over the radio or if they happen to know me or something, they can text me and maybe we can go from there. That's a really good idea, Carol. Is there anything else?
Well, if we did something like that, it'd be nice to have, when we had the Red Cross, it was right in the middle of town. And it was great. Everybody came from all different directions and was able to participate. We had a pretty good-sized group, about 30. And so it's doable, but it would be nice to have an office in the middle of town that we could all gather to work on that kind of a thing.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. Well, ladies, help me do a little bit of research, and we'll see what we can find out about what is available and what the possibilities are. Is that all right, Carol?
Definitely. It's a big plus.
Copy that. By the way, I forgot to make an announcement. I'm assuming it's the same. I ran into Steve Porter this weekend, and he said the dance club is back on, so he'd like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairground Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have line dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, live music, open dance from 2 to 3:30. All are welcome. I have texted him but haven't heard back yet. I'm assuming those are the same. If that changes, I will let everybody know. Once again, Patriot Ladies Radio check completed, 359 Karen, still monitoring.